We've been traveling through the sugya of Hakaras HaTov, and I think more than ever, I feel like the whole yeshiva is on a trip, handling Hakaras HaTov and changing the halls. People have been telling me the halls look different. There are Rebbe Shemaises about the Bachrim, what they're doing for each other, one after another. It's because we're not just trying to say Torah here, we're trying to have Das Torah, to live Torah. And this is something, this is a sugya that basically covers every aspect of Avodas Hashem. Last week we said Avram Avinu, our Zeda, the one who started Yiddishkeit, his whole Avoda was Hakaras HaTov. As a Baal Chesed, he kept looking for the Baal Habira. Who is the host? So I can say thank you. The Shlach HaKadosh says that that's why Avram Avinu was so into Hachnasas Orchim, because he understood that we're all guests in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the best way to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to invite people into your home. Following the Gemara in Brachas, on Daf Nun Ches, that the way to be Makir Tov is to be a good guest, to be an Oireach Tov. And it's amazing, we pointed this out last week, but I just wanted to go over the Lashon of the Medrash. Avraham's Kiruv method of getting people towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu was much simpler than what people are using today, all sorts of, you know, wowing people with interesting things. Over here, it was very simple. Avraham would invite people in for a meal, he would do his Hachnasas Orchim, and then he would tell them, the Medrash and Parsha Mem Gimel of Breishis Rabbah, he would say, Baruch Hu, say a bracha. A bracha? These were Goyim, they never heard of a bracha. Vehein omrim lo ma noimer, what do we say? Vuhu omr lehem imru baruch keil oylam she'achal mishalai. Say the words, the God on high, the Baal Chesed, keil is a lashon chesed, baruch keil oylam, the Hashem of the world, she'achal mishalai, that we ate from very short benching. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu back, omr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani lo hayishmi nikr libriyosai. My name was not known to people in this world. Vihikarta oisi bibriyaisai. And you made me known. And it's not by coincidence that the words Hakaras HaTov and Vihikarti oisi, you made me known, are here. All Avraham did was let people know the chesed that Hashem is giving them. He slowed them down. He let them chew on the steak, enjoy the steak. But whoa, who gave you the steak? Good question, Rabbi. Let me think about that. Whoa, Hashem loves me. He gave me a steak. And they became gairim because of this. This was how he was megayir people. And this is the yisoid of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is realizing it's one of being makir tov. So much so that the Ramban says, the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, the big Exodus story of leaving Mitzrayim, what was it for? I would say it's to go to Har Sinai. That's definitely true. But says the Ramban, it was so that we would feel indebted enough to Hashem, that out of Hakaras HaTov we would follow the mitzvahs. The expression of doing mitzvahs is an expression of Hakaras HaTov for all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us when we were in Mitzrayim. And when Hashem is giving us Musar, in Parshas Hazinu, Hashem gives us very sharp Musar. In the beginning of Hazinu, he says we were corrupt in the Midbar, and then in Pasuk Vav, he says, Hal Hashem tigmalu zois. How do you pay back Hashem like this? How do you pay me back like this? With all of your deceit and all of these averis. Am novel, v'lo chacham. You're a nation that's novel. What does a nation that's novel mean? Says Rashi, Sheshachachu es ha'asilem. You forgot what I did for you. And the Ramban takes it further. The Ramban says, what's novel? Ha'oise toivas chinam, yikra nediv. Somebody who gives you something for free is called a nediv. Someone who's generous. U'mishalim ra, l'misha hetiv lo. Somebody who pays back good with bad is called a novel. And Hashem says, after all I've done for you, this is how you pay me back? Why is this the response of Hashem? Because it's about a relationship. We pointed out that we're too much worried about our report card with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't realize that he's a father in the sense that we can't possibly imagine. How much he invests in us. and we don't feel indebted. We don't feel a situation of give and take. We don't see that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it distances us from the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is the very basis of our Yiddishkeit, is this nekuda of Hakaras HaTov. So now I want to go into, we're going to keep going from Hakaras HaTov to Hashem, we're focusing on, but we have to keep working on Hakaras HaTov to people also. Because as we pointed out, it's impossible to work on one without the other. I want to talk about an interesting sugya. Complaining. We're going to discuss the sugya of complaining. What's the sugya of complaining? There are people who complain. They complain about this, they complain about that. I once heard from Rav Noach Orlowick, there's only one person who doesn't complain. And he didn't set me up for the schmooze, but you guys could guess, that's right. An oireach, a guest! We're back at the same theme. He says, the only person who doesn't complain is a guest. Now you'll say, what do you mean? I always complain when I'm a guest. No. Imagine you're outside, nobody knows you from anybody, right? Like Avram Avinu picked up some Arabs off the street, right? You had no place to go, your flight was, you're canceled, you're stuck in the middle of Wyoming, and there's some guy and whatever, and he's maybe shayach a little bit to Chabad, he takes you in, he gives you a mattress on the floor, a little bit of food to eat, some zmiris, you're happy. You're happy. Why? He doesn't owe you anything. He doesn't owe you anything. Everything by a guest is a chiddush. There's no complaining when you realize that it's a chiddush, everything that he's doing for you. The more a person realizes he's a guest, the more, imagine going into the Waldorf, right? You pay good money for that place. They give you tiny portions at Suda's. You pay more and you get less food. This is how it works. It's one of the ironies of life. You go to the Waldorf and imagine they give you something on the floor, a bed on the floor. Let me speak to the manager. I'm Mr. da-da-da-da-da, and I was on the cover of da-da-da-da-da. This is a disgrace to my honor, right? Because it's Magiello. I hear the guy. He's probably has issues, but I hear the guy. I once was at a Pesach program. This is one of my, it's interesting. The Rabbeinu Shalom puts me in Gullis. I go to Pesach programs sometimes. It's a long story how I end up there. I remember we were in the middle of shul. And, you know, this guy gets up and he says, it's freezing in here! And then, like, this is like in the middle of davening. He goes, I paid good money for this! None of us are coming back next year! The whole shul's not like, this is my lot for going to Pesach programs. This is what they do in Hala. Right? But there's certain people who feel that things are theirs. And he's right. You know how much these things cost? They're a fortune. An oireach doesn't feel that way. He has nothing to complain about because he sees that everything is a gift, is a matana. That's what an oireach is. And we love to talk about shalom bias. So we're going to talk about shalom bias again. There are a lot of people who complain, and there are a lot of people who bicker. And unfortunately, I have to listen to it sometimes, and it's outrageous what people are complaining about. Let's understand what Chazal have to say as a remedy for all of this, so that we have wonderful homes, Be'ezrat Hashem. Says Chazal in Yevamos that Reb Chiya had his challenges. Reb Chiya. Yevamos Samach Gimel, Reb Chiya had his challenges. Having committed tsar elei debitu, his wife caused him tsaras. What can we say? It was a rough situation. But you'd think that would get Reb Chiya down. It did not. Reb Chiya, ki avi mashkech midi tsar elei besudre, when he found something in the shuk for his wife, he made a little bow on it. Nice thing, you know, a nice little card. V'maisinila would get it for her. Amrle Rav. Rav couldn't help himself. I mean, this is getting involved in Shalom Bias, but he couldn't help himself. He's, you know, a Talmud, you need to know. V'hakam mitzare le'lamar. She causes you so much terrible distress. How could you be busy finding, oh, this is wonderful, Weimar Robinson. She's going to love this. Oh, these are her favorite flowers. And he says back the following. This is a Gemara, Rabosai. You don't need to go to counseling. It's in the Gemara. Just need to learn Shas. Amarle, he said, I'll tell you. Dayenu shemegadleis b'neinu. It's enough that they raised our children. Umatzilo seisanu minachet. And they save us from Averis. Women raised your children and they save you from chet. Says Rashi over here, what chet do they save you from? Not a person who's chas v'shalom going to do something mamish out there. Hear her avera. Here her avera, a person that could have bad thoughts their whole life as a bachur, the remedy is marriage. Says the Rashash, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Gimel Dvarim Ein Adam Nitzel Mehem. There are three things in a day that are almost unavoidable, which are, one of them is bad thoughts. So the Rashash says, that's the pshat in this Gemara. Reb Chiya says, a rebbetzin. A rebbetzin is a remedy. She raises your children, and she saves you from chet. Very nice. But Reb Chiya, come on. Give me a break. That's it? Everybody raises their children. Every wife raises their children. And saving you from chet, she didn't even do anything. She's just married to you. That's how she saves you from chet. And that's enough? And the answer is yes. Imagine, Rachmana Litzlan, lo aleinu, it should never happen to anybody, but somebody's wife is taken away from them for 5 months. 5 months. Right? And suddenly he's taking him, finally he's getting over it a little bit, he's getting back on his feet, he went to Kail, he comes back home, and there's his wife. Sprinzi's back. But she burnt the kugel, Rabothai. Right? Sprinzi, you know, can't you get it straight with the kugel? Did you go to the bank today? I told you 5 months ago to go to the bank. What are you doing with this? Of course not. Do you know why? Not because he's so happy to see her just. He's so happy to have a wife. He finally understands what a wife is. She's Megadol's Beneinu and she's Matzulas from Chet. He knows he has a Rebbetzin. Reb Chiya farshteyed this. He didn't need his wife to be taken away, Rachmana Litzlan. He understood what an asset she was. And every single thing that she did extra was a chiddush by him. And there's certain people who live this way, and there's certain people who don't. They can find everything wrong with every single relationship. They are such chachamim to complain about things. Who are going to be the husbands who complain like this? Who are going to be the husbands that after a long day of a wife raising the kids, cleaning diapers, this and that, I told you to go to the store to get this for me. What's up? What are you doing all day? What am I doing all day? I'm washing your kids, I'm cleaning off all the gook, I'm trying to organize the home, I'm this, I'm that, I'm making you dinner. What? But this is happening Yom Valayla, because there's no Kiddush. How does a bachur work on this? I'll give you an example. Last week, right after this shmooze, everyone went into the chadar ochel, into the dining room, and dinner was late. Dinner was late, and there was a mutiny, Rabosai. A large group of people. Can't they do their job? What is this? Is this efficiency? What is this? Going on and on and on and on and on and on. You know, it's very beautiful. It's very beautiful that at like a Shabbos Achdus, they'll bring the cooks together and everyone goes, woo! 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 It's very beautiful. It means nothing. You want to know if you're makir tov to somebody? I'll tell you very simply how you know if you're makir tov. How you act when something goes wrong. If you complain, it means you don't appreciate anything these people have done. Do you know that I've never seen a face like Rabbi Avram Cordovero's face? Has anybody ever seen a face like that? A face that exudes chesed. I pashut have never seen it. It's like a parts of panim that should be on the wall. Hananel, Yehuda, Malachi Hashem Tzvakas. And every day they're making food, they're taking such an interest. And why did they make things come late? Because they were making poppers so that the olam should enjoy. And if you want to know who's going to be the husband who repeats this, it's the person who does that. And it's impossible to work on this during the Hakaras HaTov series. I did not expect that anyone should change over there. You know why? Because it didn't start last week. In order not to get upset, you have had to see what they did the first day of yeshiva, second day, third day, been amazed by it, been impressed by it, see how much went into it, and then you feel like an idiot if you were to complain that things are late, because you're so filled with such hakaras hatov for how much they put into things that you want them to have a break. You want them to, oh, for sure they're doing something that you don't want anything to be going wrong. When a person realizes he's an oreach, he sees everything as a chiddush. But if a person feels that this is, I paid for this, it's part of my tuition, this and that, you just erase everyone from your life, you miss it. Iker chaser min ha-sefer. Same thing with incentives, Rabosai. You know, incentives. Like, one guy will come up, okay, this is really an intense trip. I mean, we might be sad at part of this trip because, you know, we're going to concentration camps and Kfarim. I want to go to Evian. You guys know where Evian is? Evian's in the French Alps. And the jacuzzis in Evian, I kid you not, are Evian spring water. They are. I'm telling you, this is old ideas that I have from when I'm 15. I always wanted to go to Evian. The jacuzzis are Evian spring water, Rabosai. So you can go down the mountains, ski, and then dunk your head in Evian spring water. That's living. I agree that's living. But Lamaisa, I think that we don't understand what the Rosh Yeshiva does for this trip. What a person looks like. 3 years, they come to this yeshiva. When you look at these trips, you have to look at the big picture. Wow, he took me here last year. Then he rounded it out with a different experience this year. And then another year. And this cost the Rosh Yeshiva an enormous amount of money, an enormous amount of his life. Why is he doing this? He's doing this so that we could be human beings, that we could finally get out of bed. No! I earned this trip! This is mine! I'm going to Evian! 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 Everyone, by the time the whole yeshiva is going to march into the yeshiva, Evian! We did these incentives! We got out of bed! We said Kriya Shema! I have news for everybody. Hashem made you do this at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. You agreed to all this. Nothing to do with going to Evian or going to here or over there. We just forget. We're not aware. We need someone to just stop and tell us. Make a bracha for the Rosh Yeshiva. Blessed be the Rosh Yeshiva who works night and day for us. No. I worked. Incentives. You finally became a man from this thing. Oh, no, I didn't. Yes, but we miss it. We complain. And an oireach can't possibly complain. Now, we're going to take this to another level, which is, this is all very heavy, all the matanas that we're getting. Right? Somebody came over to me and said, what do we do anymore? By the time you're done with all this hakaras hatov, you know, what's left for us? What do we do here, Bichlal? We're just getting and getting and getting. And it's not true. It's not true. I think we're making a very big mistake. And it's pumfakert. The people who have hakaras hatov are the most free type of people. I'll explain. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Yud, the Gemara says a fascinating thing. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria Amar Rav. Hanoisin matana lechaveiroi tsarech lohedio. When someone gives you a present, or when you give a present better, tsarech lohedio, you have to tell the person that you're giving them the present. You can't give an anonymous present. Shenamar ladaski ani Hashem mekadoshchem, that Hashem told us he's giving us Shabbos. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael I'm giving them Shabbos. Shabbos is a matana toiva, right? You know the song, Yesh li beis kenazai. Maybe you know it, maybe you don't. Unfortunately, all of our yediyos of Shas are in songs, but it's in Lev Tahor, I believe. Lev Tahor. Yesh li, Shabbos Shemai, Yesh li beis kenazai. I have a gift. And it's learned from there that when you give a gift, you have to tell somebody. Why? Why? L'maisa Toysus asked the Kasha. He says that when you give tzedakah, what do you do? When you give tzedakah, you tafka, put it on the DL, as they say. Nobody should know. It's totally tzanua. And over here by Matana, the opposite, says Toysus. What's pshat? Hanoisim matana lechaveroi. Vidafka matana shenoisin loy al yidei ahava. Matanas come from love. She'ena makabel misbayish. There's nothing embarrassing about getting a gift from love. About tzedakah, where a person feels he's getting a handout. That's something that Lamaisa is embarrassing to get. Because a person feels he's getting a handout. But Matanas is the opposite, and Rashi says the same thing. He says, you give a person you love a present. Why? It's true. Somebody once gave, last year, somebody gave one of the Bachram in the yeshiva an anonymous leather-bound chumash. And I told the Bachar, I said, listen, you didn't get a present. And then it caused a big tumult. People heard that I said this. And finally, the mysterious guy said, I gave you the chumash. But what's the point over here? Why do you give someone a gift? You give someone a gift to show that you love them. It's the exact opposite of tzedakah. You're not giving it to them because you want them to have a job and you don't want them to be in the poorhouse and v'chule v'chule. You want to show them that you love them. There's a relationship that's being created over here. And if you don't have that relationship of give and take, you're missing the relationship. So the Maisa, the more a person is marbe, realizing that he's getting presents, it creates a relationship. It creates a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It creates a relationship with people. It's not that way. It's not the way that you think, oh, no. If I get something, so then I'm not anything. No, if you get something, you actually have people who care about you. And you live that way. When does a person ever think, I'll give him the shirt off my back? When do you feel that about somebody? When you feel that someone's devoted to you. Someone cares about you. Someone will go out on a limb for you. You feel like there's a relationship over here. The more a person realizes Hakaras HaTayiv, the more his relationships with people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu become deeper. And the Gemara says in Chulin, there are people, you know, who, Michael Jordan, if we can say his name in a base medrash. Michael Jordan, we just said his name twice. You know, first time was hard, then the second time flew. Michael Jordan, third. When he was brought into the Hall of Fame, you know, you give those speeches. He got up there and he had tainas on this one and tainas on that one and tainas on this one. It was a bashing session, Rabosai. A total bashing session. Number 23, Biyamov, the great, gets up there and does this. Why does he do that? You know why somebody does that? He's an idiot. You know what he does? What he's doing? He feels that he's not as great. If I get up here and I start thanking this one and thanking that one, no. I have to go through the entire situation and show how it's all me. I couldn't even afford a backboard, and I'm just bonking this ball onto some cardboard thing, and eventually I became Michael Jordan. That's a better story. Let's see how Chazal deal with this. Chazal dealt with this. Chazal discussed this. A earlier version of Michael Jordan named Nimrod. And Nimrod, and we're going to put Nimrod in the ring with Avram Avinu, Aaron and Moshe and Davin. And let's see what Chazal say on Chulin Peites. Says the Gemara, Amar Lahem Zachrib Yosi Aglili. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Choshkeini Bahem, I love you. I'm crazy for you. Shafilu b'shasha ani mashpil lechem gedula. Whenever I make you great, atem mematim atmechem. You make yourself small. Lefnei nasati gedula la'avram amr lefanei vanochi afer ve'efer. Avram Avinu said, I'm the dust of the earth. Moshe and Aaron said, v'nachnu ma. We're nothing. David amr vanochi tolas lo'ish. I'm a worm. Aval ovdei koichavim, but the goyim. The opposite. I gave Gedula to Nimrod. I gave Nimrod all this power. Amr Hava Nivna Lanu Ir Lanu Lefar. Hava Lanu Ir Lefar. Amr Mi Hashem LeSancheriv. I gave Sancheriv power, and he made himself a god. They all made themselves gods. They made themselves gods. That's what they did. Why? Because they've got this, and they snap the other person. They snap a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they become Chashav. And the Marsha's Masbir, that when Avraham got Gedula from Hashem, Avraham got so overwhelmed from being so great that he took himself back to the first day of creation when he was made of dirt. When Adam HaRishon was made of dirt, and he said, Anochi Afer Ve'efer. It's not me, it's Hashem. And I'm just dirt, because in the first day, I started off as dirt. Moshe and Aaron went even further back. Before that, there was nothing. V'nachnu ma. Nothing. Why do they do that? Because they have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This doesn't make you smaller, it makes you bigger. The more people, the more you include the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more that's involved in your life makes your life richer. It makes the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ava Adin Shir. How much of a matana is it for Avram, the great philosopher, who figured everything out, and Hashem did a couple things on the side for him? Or Avraham Avinu, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu took, Ofer ve'efer, man who is made of the dust of the earth, and he built him into the greatest man known to mankind. That's a story. Imagine the kesher Avraham Avinu had with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe and Aaron, two leaders of Klal Yisrael, started off as Nachnu Ma, nothing. David HaMelech, the king, wearing that crown, Anoichi Toila'as V'lo Ish, I'm a worm. Says the Marsha, it's referencing the fact that at the end, everyone ends up in the kever, Rima V'Toleya, worms go inside. This is a person with a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is someone who's attached. There's a nekuda that we're missing over here. You know, I even hear when people, it's so interesting, when people talk about, let's say, even these chaburas, everyone works on these Ezra's Torah chaburas. It's just very interesting to listen to different people. I speak to a lot of people, and it becomes very humorous to talk to people. Right? Let's say you have one chabura that was worked on, right? One chabura, fine? Now, apparently, there are four people involved in this chabura somehow, right? That's fine. But it's very interesting. You speak to the first guy, he goes, I did this whole chabura, but these people, they brought me svarim so that I wouldn't have to get up from my seat. Then the other guy says, I really wrote this chabura, but I don't know how to type fast. So I type very slow. So it would have taken me 20 minutes, but he did it in 15. So third, fourth, it's like unbelievable. It's like, wow, everybody did this. People don't realize it's pum fakert. When you thank somebody, I'm sitting there rolling my eyes every time these things happen. You don't become big that way. You become big when you're willing to allow that other people are involved. It shows that you are somebody who has ksharim. It shows that you're big enough to bring other people into your life. The other thing is a total ego trip. It's a total ego trip. It's being someone who just feels everything's magia to you. There's a sugya of quoting a davar b'shem Omer. I experienced this, b'chush. Sometimes in your own life you experience things. I experienced this. I was writing something up recently. One of the shmuzin from last month about COVID. And I was really getting excited about it. I'm looking at it. And then I say to myself, wait a second. That line in the shmuz, it's not mine. I said it as mine during the shmuz, but that's from the Sefer Huyados Aharon. Probably never heard of that sefer, but I went through it in one day, and boom, I enjoyed the idea, and that line is not mine. Okay, then, what do you have to do? You have to write Shamati and put a footnote, who you don't are. I'm telling you, it was painful. It was painful. Like, what? Why is this painful? This is mine. This is mine. The whole thing looks so nice. I don't have to credit anybody. No. I really was omit on this. And they're like, what's wrong with me? What is wrong with me? You are not Avodah Zarah. This is supposed to be a Musar Shmuz. You're using this to make a pestle, which should just be Mishtachah. Rabbi Stark, Rabbi Stark. What do you have already? You're just your Rabbeim. You're just the Sfarim, you see. Occasionally you have a good... What's happening over here? Rav Avram Gonachovsky, Zatzal. He, in his Ksavim, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Chabin. He had... All the time, this Talmud said this, this Talmud said that, this Talmud said this, this Talmud said that, and they wanted to publish the Shiurim. So they came over and said, Rabbi, we're going to publish, but, you know, we'll just put like Shamati this. No, he wanted every single Talmud's name in the Sefer. Absolutely not. They're the ones that did this. That's the greatness of a man. The more a person's Magatov, it shows how much he loved his Talmidim and how much his Talmidim loved him. Is that, what's more impressive? Taking a three-pointer without mom, dad, and my coaches, or quoting every single person by name and saying I'm big enough to realize I'm a product of something over here. And it made me ma'ayin into the sugya of ha'omer davar b'shem Omrei, that whoever says a davar b'shem Omrei, it says in Avos, Perek Shishi, mevi ge'ulal olam, and I'm giving you a matana, you're going to owe me a lot. This is hakaras hatov, it's payback time. Because this Mara Malkum is worth $1 million at least. I don't know how to price these things, but at least. And I saw it just this morning. The Maharal says, what's this idea? Whoever quotes something b'shem Omroi is mevi gula l'olam. And the Gemara, the Mishnah brings a very strange source for this. That Esther, when she came in front of Achashverosh, she said in the name of Mordechai, right? She talked about it in the name of Mordechai. And that brought the gula. She says in the name of Mordechai, and you, we know this whole story, and then Achashverosh remembers Mordechai. What did we do for Mordechai? And the rest is history. What does this have to do with quoting in a sefer, right? Whoever quotes a shtickle Torah, b'shem Omro, is maybe gula olam. And why is Esther the example? Says the Maharal, the most amazing thing. He says, when Hashem does a geula, does a redemption, like Yitzias Mitzrayim, you know what was so great about it? That you learned about Hashem. When you went to Yitzias Mitzrayim, everyone saw it was Hashem, right? That's who was doing it. He says, the only people that Hashem wants bringing a geula to the world are people who don't take credit for themselves. He says, what would be if Esther was that type of person who said, it was my brilliant idea to go to the king. After all, I'm his beautiful wife. There was no Nisim in the story of Purim, says the Maharal. The whole story would have been lost. Everyone would have thought it was a big bunch of political garbage because she took credit. And the Maharal says, a woman who can say, this was Mordechai's idea, this is the one who the whole Geula is going to be named after. Because she's transparent. She remembers who gives her things. She remembers where she's from. And ultimately, when she does the Geula, it'll have Hashem written all over her name, all over her face. And he says, Dafka by Purim. By Hanukkah, there at least was a nace that the Shemen lasted. So people had to say it was Hashem. And he says, you don't know anyone who did a geula. You find that people quote by name and they don't get a geula. He says, no, it's a mistake. This chazal doesn't mean you're going to bring the geula. It means when Hashem wants the geula to happen, he's going to find his buddies who are going to help it come. And the people who know how to give credit to others, they're going to be the ones who are going to bring that geula, because they're the ones who understand what life is about. Projecting something greater than myself. Making the cooks feel big. Making my Rebbe feel good. Making a Talmud feel good. That's what it is. I once went to Rav Moshe Wolfson. I don't know if you've ever heard of Rav Moshe Wolfson. Rav Moshe Wolfson from Brooklyn. He was is like a big Rebbe, very Kaddish person. And I was a Bacher. And this made a tremendous impression on me. We went there. A friend of mine was exposed to Kfira. And they told us we have to go to Rav Moshe Wolfson. I went with my friend for Shabbos. And I felt like Rav Moshe Wolfson let us sit at the Tish. And I wanted to go say thank you afterwards, so I walked over to his house. He had set us up somewhere else. I went over to his house. I opened the door after Shabbos. And I'm like this little schnook. I don't know, I was probably 18 or 19 years old. And Rav Moshe Wolfson opens up the door. I think it was during Malav Malka. And I said, thank you for Shabbos. And he looks at me. He says, I didn't give you Shabbos. Boire Oilam gave you Shabbos. And then I'm like, I ran away. I was so scared. But that's an Adam Gadol. I have such a hispilus today. I don't think I was mature enough then. He thought I was accusing him of Shabbos. It's wonderful that I invited you for Shabbos, but get to know the Rabbonu Shalom. This is exactly what Avram Avinu was saying, Rabbi Yisai. We're missing the boat. Hashem is showering us with a relationship. This matana, that matana. The kol hamarbe harezim meshubach. We should all become Bezus Hashem Anashim Gedolim with the Kesher Amit de Kadosh Baruch. Yeah.